ಅಸ್ಯಾರ್ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರಂ ಧನುಷಿ ಪ್ರಯುಂಜತ ಸುವರ್ಣ ಪುಂಖಾ ಕಲಹಂಸ ವಾಚಸ ವಿನಿಶ್ರಿತ ವಿವಿಶುರ್ದ್ವಿಷದ್ಬಲಂ ಯತಾವನಂ ಭೀಮರಾವಾಶಿಖಂಡಿನಃ ತಸ್ಯ ವೈಲ್ ಧ್ರುವ ಅರ್ಷ ಅಸ್ತ್ರಂ ದ ವೆಪನ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಬೈ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಋಷಿ ಧನುಷಿ ಆನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಬೋ ಪ್ರಯುಂಜತ ಫಿಕ್ಸ್ಡ್ ಸುವರ್ಣ ಪುಂಖ arrows with golden shafts kalahamsa vachasa with features like the wings of a swan so with feathers like a wing of a swan vinishrita sprang out avishu entered dushadbalam the soldiers of the enemy yata just as vanam into a forest bhimarava making a tumultuous sound sikandina peacocks translation by Srila Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada ki jai even as Dhruva Maharaj fixed the weapon made by Narayana Rishi onto his bow arrows with golden shafts and feathers like the wings of a swan flew out from it they entered the enemy soldiers with great hissing sound just as peacocks enter a forest with a tumultuous crowing text number 4 taistigmadhara pradhane silimukai itastata punyajana upadhruta ತಂ ಅಭ್ಯಾದವಾನ್ ಕುಪಿತ ಉದಯಾವ್ದ ಸುಪರ್ಣ ಉನ್ನಧಾಪಾನ ಇವಾಹಯ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಬೈ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ದೋ ಶಾರ್ಪ್ ಆರೋಸ್ ಡಿಸ್ಮೇಡ್ ದ ಎನಿಮಿ ಸೋಲ್ಜರ್ಸ್ ಹೂ ಬಿಕೇಮ್ ಆಲ್ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಅನ್ಕಾನ್ಶಿಯಸ್ ಬಟ್ ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ಎಕ್ಷಾಸ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಬ್ಯಾಟಲ್ ಫೀಲ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಅ ರೇಜ್ ಅಗೇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಧ್ರುವ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಸಮ್ ಹೌರ್ ಅದರ್ ಕಲೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ದರ್ ವೆಪನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಟ್ಯಾಕ್ just as serpents agitated by garuda rushed towards garuda with upraised hoots all the yaksha soldiers prepared to overcome dhruva maharaj with their upraised weapons text number 5 satan prasakthai abhidhavato mrudhe nikrta bahuru sirodarodaran ನಿನಾಯ ಲೋಕಂ ಪರಮರ್ಗ ಮಂಡಲಂ ವ್ರಜಂತಿ ನಿರ್ಭಿದ್ಯಯಂ ಊರ್ಧ್ವರೇಚ ರೇತಸ ಸಹ ಹಿ ಧ್ರುವ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಥನ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಯಕ್ಷಾಸ್ ಪ್ರಸಕ್ತೈ ಬೈ ಹಿಸ್ ಆರೋಸ್ ಅಭಿಧಾವತ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ವರ್ಡ್ ಮೃದೆ ಇನ್ ದ ಬ್ಯಾಟಲ್ ಫೀಲ್ಡ್ ನಿಕೃತ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಸೆಪರೇಟೆಡ್ ಬಾಹು ಆರ್ಮ್ಸ್ ಉರು ಥೈಸ್ ಶಿರಧರ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ ಉದರಾನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬೆಲ್ಲೀಸ್ ನಿನಾಯ ಡೆಲಿವರ್ಡ್ ಲೋಕಂ ಟು ದ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟ್ ಪರಂ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಅರ್ಕಮಂಡಲಂ ದ ಸನ್ ಗ್ಲೋಬ್ ವೃಜಂತಿ ಗೋ ನಿರ್ಭಿದ್ಯ ಪಿಯರ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ಯಂ ಟು ವಿಚ್ ಊರ್ಧ್ವ ರೇತಸ ದೋಸ್ ಹೂ ಡೂ ನಾಟ್ ಡಿಸ್ಚಾರ್ಜ್ ಸೀಮನ್ ಅಟ್ ಎನಿ ಟೈಮ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಬೈ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ವೆನ್ ಧ್ರುವ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಸಾ ದ ಯಕ್ಷಾಸ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ವರ್ಡ್ He immediately took his arrows and cut the enemies to pieces, separating their arms, legs, heads and bellies from their bodies. He delivered the yakshas to the planetary system which is situated above the sun globe and which is attainable only by first-class brahmacharis who have never discharged their semen. Translation responsively, please. When Dhruva Maharaj saw the yakshas coming forward, he immediately took his arrows and cut the enemies to pieces, separating their arms, legs, heads and bellies from their bodies and which is attainable only by first class brahmacharis who have never discharged their semen. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. To be killed by the Lord or by his devotees is auspicious for non-devotees. The Yakshas were killed indiscriminately by Dhruva Maharaj, but they attained the planetary system attainable only for the brahmacharis who never discharged their semen. As the impersonalist jnanis or the demons killed by the Lord attained Brahma Loka or Satya Loka, persons killed by a devotee of the Lord also attain Satya Loka. To reach the Satya Loka planetary system is described here. One has to be elevated above the sun globe. Killing, therefore, is not always bad. If the killing is done by the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his devotee or in great sacrifices, it is for the benefit of the entity killed in that way. Material so-called non-violence is very insignificant in comparison to killing done by the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his devotees. Even when a king or the state government kills a person who is a murderer, that killing is for the benefit of the murderer, for thus he may become cleared of all the sinful reactions. An important word in this verse is Urdhva Retasa, which means brahmacharis who have never discharged semen. Celibacy is so important that even though one does not undergo any austerities, penances or ritualistic ceremonies prescribed in the Vedas, if one simply keeps himself a pure brahmachari, not discharging his semen, the result is that after death he goes to Satya Loka. Generally, sex life is the cause of all miseries in the material world. In the Vedic civilization, sex life is restricted in various ways. Out of the whole population of the social structure, only the grahasthas are allowed restricted sex life. All other refrain from sex. The people of this age especially do not know the value of not discharging semen. As such, they are variously entangled with material qualities and suffer an existence of struggle only. The word Urdhva Retas especially indicates the Mayavadi sannyasis who undergo strict principles of austerity. But in Bhagavad Gita 8.16, the Lord says that even if one goes up to Brahma Loka, he again comes back. A Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartino Arjuna. Therefore, actual mukti or liberation can be attained only by devotional service, because by devotional service one can go above Brahma Loka or to the spiritual world, where from he never comes back. Mayavadi sannyasis are very proud of becoming liberated, but actual liberation is not possible unless one is in touch with the Supreme Lord in devotional service. It is said, Harim vina na shritim taranti. Without Krishna's mercy, no one can have liberation. So, in this section, we see Dhruva Maharaj became very angry. Why Dhruva Maharaj became angry? What was the reason? Anyone remember?
Brother
was killed. So naturally, his brother was killed and he got very upset. There is nothing wrong in that, getting upset. Okay. So he thought one yaksha, when the brother was in the forest, he was killed. So he thought, no, okay, the yakshas have killed, okay, now I am going to get rid of all the yakshas. So this is a... So it is interesting. So it's like a... sometimes, you know, even the devotees, sometimes when there is some atrocity committed, they also retaliate. Prabhupada says here, this violence, non-violence. Non-violence is not a big principle, because it's like sometimes the non-violence is also needed. So here, this sloka, we find, so Srila Prabhupada says, to be killed by the Lord or by his devotees is auspicious for non-devotees. To be killed. So when Lord's mercy can give in many ways. Sometimes the Lord praises somebody, that is also Lord's mercy. Lord chastises somebody, that is also Lord's mercy. It's not that when Lord chastising somebody, oh, this person is not having Lord's mercy. He is also having Lord's mercy. Though mercy can come in a different way. Sometimes it's like a, sometimes there's a patting and sometimes like a smashing also. So that is also possible. Lord can give mercy in different ways. And one thing, good thing is, whatever the Lord gives, whether it is chastising somebody or giving mercy very favorable to or giving some patting on somebody, it is still beneficial for the recipient. Always beneficial. Lord's mercy is always there. So that is why Srila Prabhupada says here, is very auspicious, because we all know the pastimes of Jaya Vijaya, how they became Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, and Ravana, Kumbhakarna, and Sisupala, Dantavakra. All these personalities, they came, and Lord personally appeared to kill them. Actually, Srila Prabhupada says, Lord has so much of Parasya Shakti, he has so much of energy, he does not have to personally come and then kill these demons. There is no need for Lord to come like that. This is Lord is having so much energy and so much of his assistants are there. They are capable of vanquishing all the demons. There is no need for Lord to come. But he personally comes because of the special relationship between these devotees. They are also devotees. Once, yes, Lord wanted to have a fight. All started like that actually. Because otherwise in Vaikuntha, there is no dvanda. There is nobody sees duality. So, and because of the Lord wanted, Lord's desire is to have a fight. So then who can fight with the Lord? Nobody can fight. So only a devotee has to take the position as a demon and then he has to fight. And then they are also fulfilling. And this is like many things are achieved actually. Lord, he has a desire. And also Lord proves so many things. Lord also gives a lessons for us. What is the Hiranyaksha mentality, Hiranyakasipu mentality, Ravana, Kumbhakarna. All these things Lord is teaching us also. So we have to remember. Jaya Vijaya is delivered. Now we are here. We are in trouble actually. Jaya Vijaya, no problem. Jaya Vijaya is already reinstated. But our problem is that we have to take lessons from these great personalities and how we can rectify our life. So here, Srila Prabhupada compares, even a devotee, a person is killed by a devotee, also is very auspicious for the person who is killed. The Yakshas were killed indiscriminately by Dhruva Maharaj. But they attained the planetary system attainable only for brahmacharis who never discharged their semen. So this is like that's why Swayambhu Manu is coming here. Even though the indiscriminate killing is not encouraged. Indiscriminate killing is not encouraged. So that is why, but even though the devotee is killing, like Arjuna was killing. Arjuna was killing so many people left, right, center. Hare Krishna. He was killing left, right, center. But he didn't have any sin to commit because he's happening under the direction of the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord has directed. That is why in the 11th chapter Krishna says, Nimitta Matram Bhavasavya Sachin. So as far as I am concerned, I have killed all these people. Bhishma, Drona, all these people are already destined to die. Why? Because they have taken the path of adharma, irreligiousness. Because Krishna is not like this is favorable, that is favorable. No, Krishna sees only one thing. Whether you are in the path of religiousness or irreligious. If you are religiousness, then you have full protection of Krishna. If you take the adharma, if you are in a irreligious thing, then you don't get Krishna's protection. That is the only thing. Bhishma Dev was a great devotee, not ordinary person. Bhishma Dev was not ordinary person. Even though Bhishma Dev was a great devotee of the Lord, since he took the position of adharma, a side of adharma, then he has to be killed. They are an ordinary person. Bhishma Dev also a very great devotee. Yeah? So like this, we have to understand. And here, Srila Prabhupada says, as this planetary system attainable only for brahmacharis who never discharge their semen. Because this is like in the varnashrama system, we have a brahmachari, grahastha, vanaprastha and sannyasa. This is ashram. And Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. So this is Varnashrama system is arranged in such a way so the person can make gradual development. The whole idea, what is the purpose of Varnashrama Dharma? It's not like we just identify, I'm a Brahmana, I'm a Kshatriya, I'm a Vaishya, Sudra, I'm a Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. No, that is not the purpose. The purpose, Srimad Bhagavatam says, Atapumpi Dujasreshta Varnashrama Vibhasa Sthanusthitasya Dharmasya Samsiddhir Haritoshanam. Lord Hari has to be pleased. whether whatever you may be, whether you are a brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas, our bottom line is Lord Hari has to be pleased. If Lord Hari is pleased by your action, by your devotion, then your ashrama or your varna is successful. Otherwise, there is no big deal. It can be anyone. Somebody can be anything. But the bottom line is Lord Hari has to be pleased. I can be a brahmachari, I can Lord please Hari. I can be a grahastha, I can please Lord Hari. I can be a vanaprastha, I can be a sannyasi, I can please Lord Hari. The question is asked, whether have you pleased Lord Hari? Otherwise, in the varnashrama dharma, just following the rules and regulations, just for the sake of following, may not be that helpful. So, here Srila Prabhupada continues, in the purport says, as the attainable only for brahmacharis who never discharge their semen. So we'll discuss that little bit later, Prabhupada explains. As the impersonalist jnanis or the demons killed by the Lord attain brahmaloka or satyaloka, persons killed by a devotee of the Lord also attain satyaloka. Because anybody in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, anybody just saw the Lord face to face, they all attained their mukti. That is the potency, actually. That is the potency. Even though, externally speaking, it looks like the Lord is very partial. Lord is not partial. Lord is never partial. Lord is always, he says in Bhagavad Gita, Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu Name Dveshtosti Napriya. He does not hate anyone and he does not favor anyone. Very specific. But, Ye Bhajante Tu Mam Bhaktya Maite Teshu Chabi. If somebody is very much attached to this Lord, then Lord is also attached. It's not like Srila Prabhupada gives a nice example. A rich father may have 10 sons. Okay. So, he will provide the necessity for all the children. He will not distinguish anything. He will give them sufficient food, sufficient education, everything he will give. But, if one person or one child is always obedient, always ready to do anything and everything for the father has some soft corner for the person. Always. But it's not considered something very wrong, because you also naturally, if somebody is attached to you, you also become attached. But as a Lord, he will provide everyone everything. Nityo nityanam, chetanas chetananam, yeko bahunam, yo vidadati kaman. He will provide for the necessities of all the children. He will provide. But if somebody says, no Lord, I want to be obedient to you, I want to serve you, then Lord takes special interest. So that's why. So Lord is also like that. And here, this is mentioned here, if the devotee, the devotee kills that person also, he gets the mercy. And Lord Krishna, in his presence, all these soldiers, so many people got killed, they all got liberated. Otherwise they have to take birth again. Punarapi maranam, punarapi jananam. Again and again they had to go to the cycle of birth and death. But they got liberated. Just by having a darshan of the Lord. So that is a great mercy. So Srila Prabhupada says, to reach the Satyaloka planetary system is described here, one has to be elevated above the sun globe. So, but Srila Prabhupada explains, even if you go to the Brahma Loka, there is a deficiency. What is the deficiency? What is the deficiency of going to Brahma Loka? Very difficult. You have to come back. You have to come back. Mamupetya to punarjanma. A Brahma Bhavana Loka Punaravartino Arjuna. You have to come back. Mamupetya to Kaunteya Punarjanmana Vidyate. If you come back to me, then you do not have to take birth again into this material world. So even you take so much of austerity, so much of penances, so much of all this tapasya you do, and then you attain the Brahma Loka. What to talk of other lokas like Indra Loka, Swarga Loka, Chandra Loka, all these things. Chine punye mrityalokam vishanti. When this the pious quota is finished, then you have to come back to this material world. So the person, devotee, is not interested always in going to this higher planetary system. As that's why Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, you come back to me. Natadbhasayate suryo nasasanko napavakaha yadgatvana nivartante taddhama paramam mama. You come back to me. There is no need of moon, no need of sun, no need of electricity. And then you come back and then stay with me. Lord is giving this option for us. And we are saying, okay, now we are one bedroom apartment, two bedroom apartment, I'm happy here. Lord is giving, whole Vaikuntha key he is giving. Take the Vaikuntha key, you can come. No, I just want to go to real estate, I want to get the house key only. We want to get that key. Vaikuntha key is there waiting and we are not interested in the Vaikuntha key. We are interested in some other key. So this is our unfortunate condition. So here Lord is saying, and Prabhupada explains, if the killing is done, killing therefore is not always bad. Sometimes the people think ahimsa paro dharma. Sometimes like Lord Buddha's philosophy say ahimsa is paro dharma. Correct? Yes, ahimsa paro dharma for a particular time, for a particular situation, that's okay. Like Lord Buddha appeared and then his main principle is non-violence, ahimsa. But that non-violence is a stopgap arrangement. It's not a permanent situation. Correct? Why Lord Buddha has to do ahimsa? Why? What is the reason? Yes, at that time people were indiscriminately killing the animals. And then they say, why are you killing? Yeah, the Vedas are saying. Oh, Vedas say, forget about Vedas. That is what Buddha's philosophy. Because you are quoting Vedas and you are doing something which is not proper, then Buddha said, no, forget about Vedas. I am saying, ahimsa paro dharma. Because he was such a great personality. Anyway, he is Supreme Lord, his incarnation. So he could change that thing from this all this indiscriminate killing to he said, ahimsa is the main principle. Then he brought the people there. And then we all know. So, but without Vedas, you can't do anything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Vedana Maniya Bhauddha Nastik. Vedana Maniya Bhauddha Nastik. Because they didn't accept Vedas, they become Nastik. So even though he's Supreme Lord, Buddha is Supreme Lord, he rejected Vedas. But again, for a particular reason he did. We can't blame Lord Buddha for that. So he did. So but then after that we know Shankaracharya came. Then he tried to establish the Veda, but he did only the partial, impersonal understanding. And then other Acharyas, Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reconciled everything. Yes, Achintya, Bheda, Abheda. Yes, there is a difference there and there is a oneness also there. Oneness is there, quality. Difference is there in quantity. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reconciled all these things, finally gave this philosophy. So that way our philosophy is not this, because we are following the philosophy, because all the sastras are saying, all the sadhus, everybody is saying this philosophy. Yes, as a living entities, yeah, we have the same godly qualities are there. But in qualitatively we are one with the Supreme and quantitatively we are different. Lord is Vibhu and we are Anu. We are very infinitesimal. Lord is infinite. So that is our position. And the killing is done by the Supreme Personality of God or his devotee or in a great sacrifice. It is for the benefit of the entity killed in that way. Material so-called non-violence is very insignificant in comparison to killing done by the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his devotees. Even a king or the state government kills a person who is a murderer, that killing is for the benefit of the murderer, for thus he may not become cleared of, he became cleared of all sinful reactions. In Manusmriti, all these rules and regulations are given. Somebody is a murderer. Murderer means you can escape the local law. You can set up the witness, set up this, all these things. Local laws you can escape. But in the Supreme Lord's law, you cannot escape. There is a witness. So many witnesses are there. Sun is the witness. Moon is the witness. And also Lord is situated as a Paramatma. He is a witness for everything. Where is the witness? You don't have to go for any witness looking here, looking there. Because we have to be truthful. Lord is monitoring everything. He is noting down everything. So that is why he is Upadrashta Anumanta. Upadrashta. He is sitting there and watching everything. If you want to surrender to him, Lord gives you the intelligence for that. If you want to go away from the Lord, for that also Lord gives you intelligence. Actually, if you want to go away from the Lord, still you need Lord's mercy. Then only you can go away also. Because the living entity is so adamant. No, I don't want to serve. I want to go away. Okay, Tadastu. Then you finally, Lord gives all the instruction, sends the spiritual master, gives all the different type of thing. Still, he doesn't listen. Okay, then go away. And then that's not a go away. Then go away also, still I will come back. Because this is how much merciful Lord is. Even the person you are rejecting the Lord, in the material world somebody says, I don't care about you. Will you talk to the person? Will you talk? I don't care about you. Will you talk to the person? But Lord, he does completely, he gives up. Oh, even though you say, I don't care about you, still I care about you. This is the paternal affection. Because the Lord is so affectionate, because even though you don't care about him, he says, I am caring you. Because of the affection, I will still continue. I will come as a Paramatma. I will give, he knows one day you will wake up. One day something, you will get little bit of a buddhi, and then you will realize that. That is when Lord comes actually. Comes out of his compassion. This is a compassion. He is coming and he is giving this mercy also. So, and Srila Prabhupada says, see, the state government kills a person. Yes, if a person is murderer, if he just goes free, no? Sometimes happens also, no? Like one person kills and somebody gets punishment and this fellow gets. But you may think, I have cheated the system. You may cheat this system, you cannot cheat that system. But you have to again take birth and again get to be killed. But by giving this punishment, danda, mrityu danda, so what happens is, you are absolved of all these sinful reactions. Absolved. Because it's like, so that is, king is allowed to do that. Sometimes, like Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport of Bhagavad Gita, one of the sloka, so the doctor also has to perform sometimes surgery. Or you may say, oh, he has a knife, he's cutting, it's violence. No, because he's done so that some good thing, something has to be removed, or some infection has to be removed, or something Lord has to, the doctor has to do. The same way, that is why Lord says, sometimes he comes, dharma samsthapanarthaya, he has to re-establish the principles of religion. If he has to re-establish the principles of religion, some of the unwanted elements, unwanted, adharmic thing has to be removed. So we should not feel bad about it. Oh, Lord has done, because Lord has done means there is every reason for that. That is why the Bhagavad Gita, the first sloka only, Prabhupada explains, all the unwanted weeds in this battlefield will be removed by the Supreme Lord. This is Prabhupada, is very merciful, first sloka only will explain the whole thing. Because he is very compassionate, because when is this fellow, first sloka only read, who, when he is going to pick up the second sloka, whether he will read, continue or not. So he always, one purport of Prabhupada you read, you read the whole philosophy in that. It's not that whatever is discussed, that only. No, he gives. So he is very compassionate. Oh, one sloka you read, after that he will never come back. So at least that one sloka, the whole package is there. So you can take it. Even one sloka only you read and then you go away, still your life is perfect. So that benefit is given. So killing is needed. Sometimes killing is needed. But ahimsa may be for political reasons. Prabhupada many times says, I know Prabhupada refers to Gandhi. Gandhiji sometimes he says political. Political satyagraha, ahimsa. These things may be okay for but not for a spiritual reasons. Yes, violence is needed. So this time we have seen this Dhruva Maharaj is doing this violence. But again, there is a checks and balance also there. It's not that he can continue to do. This is the beauty. Even though Dhruva Maharaj is such a great personality, such a great devotee, he had a darshan of the Lord face to face, and then he said, I do not want anything. That person can become angry also and do something. But he is pointed out, okay, what you are doing is not right. Immediately he understood. Immediately he, whatever Swayambhuva Manu is explaining, immediately followed. This is the beauty. The beauty is like a devotee in all circumstances, when there is a sadhu, sastra, guru, some instructions are coming, he is ready to accept that. Not that, okay, now I have already seen Lord Vishnu, what are you going to give me? Any idea? Any advice? Who are you? No. Swayambhuva Manu is grandfather only, but still he gave, if you read, it gives all the different qualities. You already seen the Lord. And then it is not befitting for you to just one yaksha, you are killing the complete one. So then he's, finally he comes to senses. So it's a nice understanding. Devotee, even though he may be such a great devotee, can make a mistake. Can make a mistake. We should not, we are above correction. Nobody is above correction. Only Supreme Lord, he is like Achyuta. But anybody can make mistake. And then if it is pointed out by them, then we should have the mentality to accept that. Not that, okay, yeah, yes, the same way, like when Parikshit Maharaj was doing the Sarpa Yajna. Same thing, similarity, there is a similarity there. Sarpa, one Sarpa caught, bit this Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj, then what Janamejaya did, he performed big Sarpa Yajna to kill all the snakes. So then finally the authority intervened, no, enough is enough. We have killed enough of snakes, no more snake killing. So then, this is the process. So even though sometimes they may do things, but when the higher authority intervenes, then we have to stop them. So this is very, very applicable for us also. Because in the matter of devotional service, we may be doing something. Sometimes when the Prabhuji, it's becoming too much, then we have to stop it. At least authority says, you don't have to. So this is the mood of the devotee. Devotee is always receptive. It's not like I have decided, I have already seen Lord Vishnu, I will do anything and everything. No, not like that. Because he has always a mood. Yes, I may be doing something wrong. The fear should be there. Maya is very powerful and Maya can catch me at any time. So I should be always in the association of devotees and ready to be corrected, stand corrected. Sometimes we say, this is what I'm thinking. If it is wrong, I stand corrected. Yeah, I can be corrected also. So that mood should be there. So then Srila Prabhupada, coming back to that, this thing, Srila Prabhupada says an important word in this verse is Urdhva Retasa, which means brahmacharis who have never discharged semen. Celibacy is so important that even though one does not undergo any austerities, penances or ritualistic ceremonies prescribed in the Vedas, if one simply keeps himself a pure brahmachari, not discharging his semen, the result is that after death he goes to Satyaloka. So this is the potency of the celibacy. Don't have to do big tapasya, big thing. Just being celibate, that itself is sufficient. That is a starting point. This is not like, I'm just celibate, I'm not going to worship the Lord. Then that's not very intelligent proposition. Yeah. You have to celibate, and also we have to remember bottom line, sam siddhir haritoshanam. Okay, I'm big celibate, but I will do all other things, other activities. No, that is not going to be very good actually. So we have to be celibate. Yes, that is there. But that is not absolute principle. Absolute celibacy is not the only principle. That is one of the principles. But what Srila Prabhupada says here, even though one does not undergo any austerities, penances or ritualistic ceremonies prescribed in the Vedas, if one simply keeps himself a pure brahmachari, then the result of that he will go to Satyaloka. Just by following this process. So it is, and Srila Prabhupada says here, sex life is the cause of all miseries in the material world. We don't have any big explanation for that actually. This is Mithuna Aghar. Because sometimes people think, in this world we are free. We are free. Like only the jail, there is a bars are there. Bars are there. There is a restricted like that. So even though this the material world is but here the only the bond is because of this mithuna agar. This is eating, mating, sleeping, defending. Mithuna agar. This place is like that, and because of that only this pumsa striya. This is that sloka is coming. Pumsa striya mithuna bhavam. So because of that only the whole world is revolving. Whole world is revolving. But here, Srila Prabhupada says here, out of the whole population, only the social structure, we have only the four varna and four ashrama, only grahastha has been given some restricted license. Restricted also. It's not now given all license, you can do anything and everything. No, there is some restriction also. So all other ashramas, no. Completely prohibited. Why? Because we are in the process of understanding God, understanding this higher self. Then because of that, it puts into a bodily platform. Sex life puts you into the bodily platform. That is why and already we have so many other problems and we don't want to add another problem. Identifying with the body. We are not this body. We are spirit soul. That is the basis of Bhagavad Gita. So that is why it is not recommended. But again, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Balam Balavatam Chaham Kama Raga Vivarjitam Dharma Viruddho Bhudeshu Kamosmi Bharadarshava. So sex life, which is not contrary to the religious principle, is represented by Lord Krishna. So we have Prabhupada explains some progeny, if somebody is want to beget a child, there's nothing wrong in that. Because how all the acharyas are coming, all the great personalities, because this is progeny is needed. So it is not, sex life is not it condemned, dharma viruddho bhuteshu. Contrary to the religious principle, if it is observed, then it is creating a problem. So here, Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport, so the word urdhva rechasa, especially indicates the Mayavadi sannyasis who undergo strict principles of austerity. Because they, Srila Prabhupada, many places he says, you know, like their austerities are very, very heavy. Harsh austerities are there in the other sampradaya. But our austerity is very simple. We eat only halwa, puri, and pizza, lasagna. Our austerity is simple austerity. Our very, very hard also. This is like this. Our austerity is dancing, chanting, and feasting. Our austerity is this only. If you think this is austerity, you have to see their austerities actually. They just eat only one handful of puffed rice, that's it, and some milk. Then you become very difficult. That's their austerity. But it's not needed. We don't have to perform those type of austerity. Because our austerity is chanting Hare Krishna and taking Krishna Prasadam. That is the biggest austerity. That is even bigger than that austerity. This austerity is more difficult actually. But even you perform those austerities, even if you go to Brahma Loka, then what is the point? Again you have to come back. Abrahma Bhavana Loka Punaravartin Arjuna. So that is not the right place to go. But if somebody engages in pure devotional service, then he does not Punarjanma na vidyate. Punarjanma na vidyate. He does not have to take birth again into this material world. So which is more important? Again coming back to this material world, or going to a place Vaikuntha Loka or Goloka Vrindavan where you do not have to have come back, which is more important. So Srila Prabhupada says here, actual mukti or liberation can be attained only by devotional service, because by devotional service one can go above Brahma Loka or to the spiritual world, far from he never comes back. You see, that is the place we should be interested. We should be interested, not that, okay, even you go to Indraloka, Chandraloka, once your pious credits are finished, then you have to come back again. Why to run the risk of coming back? Then also, Prabhupada says in another place, even people who consider themselves, they are liberated. This is like, Prabhupada always quotes this sloka, Yene Aravindaksha Vimukta Manina Twayasta Bhava Avisuddha Buddhaya, Avisuddha Buddhaya. Arukya Krishna Param Padam Padanti Yada Anadhrita Yusmat Angraya. Because they think they are liberated, but they have not taken shelter at your lotus feet, they fall down. Patanti Adha. Padanti Yada means they fall down again to this material world. Why? Because they have not taken shelter at your lotus feet, they are falling down. Even though they may consider themselves a big yogi, big jnani, big personalities, they may consider. Manina, Vimukta Manina, Vimukta Manina, Srimad Bhagavatam says. But there, this is Avisuddha Buddhaya. Avisuddha Buddhaya means that intelligence is polluted. Why polluted? They have not taken shelter at a lotus feet. So they cannot be liberated. So that is why devotional path is very, very safe. Very, very safe. Why it is safe? Because from the beginning only we take shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. And that is our summoned born. Always we take shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord and our protection is there. And also Srimad Bhagavatam says, other places there is always danger. But somebody who has taken shelter at the lotus feet of Murari, for him the whole material world is just like the samsara chakra, becomes like a water contained in the calf's hoof print. The calf is having like a small puddle of water. That puddle of water crossing is just like a, you don't have to be a big swimmer or big cross that. Anybody can cross that. But otherwise, because if we have taken shelter of the feet of Murari, then it becomes easier. Otherwise it is difficult. Otherwise it's not easy. That's why Krishna, very, very out of his mercy, he is saying, I will release you from the Mrityu Samsara Sagara. Krishna says in 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, this is like Mrityu Samsara Sagara, Bhavamina Chiratparta Mayaveshita Chetasam. So Krishna says, if you engage in devotional service, then I take you out of this material Samsara Sagara. This again, birth, death, disease, old age, he takes out of this Samsara Sagara. So that is Lord's mercy. So we don't want to be just liberated in that way. And Srila Prabhupada says also in the later, says this mukti can be awarded by only Vishnu. Mukti pradata sarvesha Vishnu revana samshayaha. This is, I want immortality. Then Lord Brahma said, I cannot award you that. Because I myself am mortal. I am a mortal. The same way Lord Shiva says, only Vishnu can give mukti. And Srila Prabhupada says here that, Mayavadi sannyasis are very proud of becoming liberated, but actual liberation is not possible unless one is in touch with the Supreme Lord in devotional service. Mukti means only when we understand the swarupa. Swarupena vyavasthita. Mukti is the definition of mukti is swarupena vyavasthita. What is our constitutional position? If we understand that and we act upon that, then that is mukti. Mukti is not a some separate thing, one day morning it will just fall from the sky. Not like that. Mukti is like there. It's part of the life. You just engage in pure devotional service 24 hours, 7 days a week, without any motivation, without any interruption, then it is mukti. You don't have to separately get another mukti. Bilwa Mangala Thakur says, mukti, the person who is engaged in pure devotional service, the mukti, muktanjali, mukti devi is like a fold their hands and is ready to serve the devotee. So mukti is not our main criteria in going. This is like the devotee's thing is how I can remember Krishna, how can I serve Krishna. That is his only worry. His worry is not even if Krishna allows me to come back, that's fine. If Krishna says you stay here, that's what Bhakti Vinod Thakur says. Kita janma hoy, jata tuva das. Even if I just become a kita, if I become a small insect, I want to be in the devotee's house. So that way the association is there. So this is our whole idea. It's like we are not interested in liberation. Liberation is a byproduct of bhakti. It's not like you don't have to separately endeavor something, some 1 hour you spend for liberation. No, you spend your time in Krishna bhakti, automatically mukti becomes your byproduct actually. It's not the main product. Main product is Krishna bhakti and byproduct is mukti. And Srila Prabhupada concludes that it is said, Harim vinana shritim taranti. Without Krishna's mercy, no one can have liberation. So that has been confirmed by all the authorities, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, all the great personalities, they have given this. So this is the process is like, so the underlying process is whether somebody is celibate or not celibate, because there is, but the life is restricted. Even the sex life has to be restricted, because without restriction, then it becomes like a grahamedi. This is a grahastha and grahamedi. Srila Prabhupada explains, the grahastha is also an ashram. Spiritual culture is developed. And grahamedi is not like an ashram. Grahamedi is completely just does everything according to his own whims. And then that struggle comes. So it's very instructive how Dhruva Maharaj has been given this instruction by Swayambhuva Manu. We'll be reading so many other nice things. Swayambhuva Manu is glorifying. It's very very interesting. Swayambhuva Manu glorifying him so much, and then finally say, you are such a personality, it is not befitting you to do this. This is like Srila Prabhupada was saying in one lecture. Prabodhananda Saraswati Maharaj, when he is giving a formula for preaching. You are a great sadhu, you are a great saintly person, you are very learned. But now, please give it up everything and then take shelter at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, like he says everything, you are a great person, you had darshan of Vishnu, but now you are doing all these things, please stop that. So, like this, instructions may come to us also. So, we should be in the proper mindset to accept and understand that instruction. Stop here. If there is any questions or comments. Hare Krishna.
One comment.
Yes, Prabhu.
You are a very nice gentleman.
Take to Krishna consciousness. Yes, correct. Yeah. Then the gentlemanness becomes valid. Yes. Anything else? Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.